Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome an accomplished entrepreneur from Hyderabad, India, Mr. Tarun Mor. Tarun, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Tarun is the founder and CEO of Kokarma, and he's a serial entrepreneur. So Tarun, before we talk about Kokarma and co-working, tell me about your own journey in brief.
Yeah, sure. So, I started my journey as a 14-year young boy who started selling saris at his father's textile store. Mm-hmm. That was my first experience of business and sales. So did that for a while. So my father used to run the store in the older part of Hyderabad. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I finished my education and graduation in Hyderabad. Then moved to Australia, right? And lived in Australia for about 8 years, did my MBA from there, mm-hmm. worked as an analyst. And while I was working as an analyst, I realized that what I always wanted to do was business, right? So while I was even working full-time, I was doing businesses on the side, right? So I did a couple of startups while I was there. And then came back and started Kokarma, right?
So, oh, wonderful. So now tell me about the inspiration behind starting Kokarma, and how are you different from others?
Yeah, sure. So the idea for Kokarma first came when I was in Australia. This was about 2013-14. I was planning to run an edtech startup at that time. Mm-hmm. And we used to go to the co-working spaces there in Melbourne. Right. And I thought that, this is a decent business. Maybe we will do this when we are old, because it's a typical real estate business at its core. Mm-hmm. But when we came back to India, and when I say we, it's me and my wife, Ekta. So both of us are co-founders in Kokarma. Mm-hmm. So when we came back to India, we realized that there are not many spaces around our home, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted a space where I can run my 3-4 people at tech company and, have a collaboration opportunity with people around, mm-hmm. right? So that wasn't readily available from where I lived in the city at that mm-hmm. time. So this was 2014-15 that I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, right.
So I thought, we'll start a small space of 40-seater, right? We'll run our small company from there, and rest of the space we'll give to other entrepreneurs that live mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. And that's how Kokarma was born.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And how many centers do you have now?
We have 6 locations which are live, Ashutosh. Mm-hmm. And we are also sort of building 2 new centers, right? So all these 8 locations now are in Hyderabad, yeah.
Amazing. So, one of the things that I've often wondered in a lot of the co-working spaces sure. is that a lot of power comes when you are able to create a community.
Yeah.
What do you do at Kokarma to create a sense of community within your spaces?
Right. So that's a good question, Ashutosh. I think there are a few things that we do to create that sense of community here. And community is core to Kokarma. And then we start thinking about it from the design of the space, right? Mm-hmm. So when we sort of design our spaces or cabins, the one thing that we ensure while we're building these spaces are they are collaborative, right? Mm-hmm. And, we don't have closed cabins. We have cabins which have glass partitions. So that way you can see who the other team is working on the other side. And, you can sense that energy that is coming from the other room. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of collaborative spaces. We have, spaces which have games available. We have cafes which are collaborative. Right? So there's a lot of collaboration spaces available. Mm-hmm. But apart from these spaces, when we talk about people as people, we want to sort of have people connection, right? Mm-hmm. So co-working by its design has multiple people and multiple types of companies working under the same roof, right? And that in itself will sort of ignite the sense of, hey, I need somebody who can help me with X. Can you guys, connect me to somebody in your community with this? Mm-hmm. I need help with Y. Can you guys connect me with somebody mm-hmm. who can provide me Y, right? So, mm-hmm. so all of these things come naturally. What we also proactively do is we host a lot of meetups and events. Mm-hmm. Right? So these meetups and events are an opportunity for fellow founders and fellow entrepreneurs to meet and learn from each other mm-hmm. and see what mistakes others have done and sort of, build on that and not make the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. Right? So
amazing. These are some of the things. Amazing. And, wanted to ask you, how has the co-working space evolved mm-hmm. since you started? Because we also had some very high profile challenges like WeWork.
You know, see, I think co-working as an industry in India specifically has evolved over the past few years, and it has grown at a very fast pace, right? When we started our first center, which was a small 40-seater space, now we have about 2,400 seats among our 8 centers. Exactly. That 40-seater center that we started, we had to explain to people what co-working was. You know, we would have people come up to us and say, "Hey, are you running a what do you call cafe or a what do you call internet center where people would come and sort of use internet?" So we had to explain to people that, you know, that co-working is actually a place where you collaborate with other people. There are other businesses that actually work under this same roof, and then there are sort of opportunities to learn from each other. Right? So it's a lot different from what you understand. So we had to explain firstly what co-working was when we started. Then what has happened in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. So since 2018, right, since the larger players came in, a lot of education came in about co-working in the market, right? So it had sort of grown from a space which was just used by startups to a space which is used by mature companies as well. For example, some of our clients, right? Now our clients at some of our centers are, you know, Royal Enfield, Dish TV, right? So these are companies that you would have never thought of would use co-working, but their, you know, Hyderabad offices or Hyderabad branch offices are running from our centers. Right? So it has evolved from being, you know, just a startup space to a space just for IT companies to a space now which is utilized by anybody that needs an office.
This is very interesting, you know, when large established companies choose to work with Kokarma and not take their own brick and mortar office. I'd love to ask you, what is the driver for these old established companies to move into a Kokarma type of working area rather than build their own office?
Yeah, sure. So there are a few drivers, I think. One of the first things is, you know, some of these companies, right, especially if they're small, if they're, let's say, between, you know, 4 people to 200 people companies in the region, right, then managing these offices to accommodate their employees becomes a challenge, right? So they would have to hire a facility manager, they would have to take a long-term lease if they're taking an office by themselves, they would have to build an office, right, and then their employees have to find that office closer to where they are or where they want to come, right? So. So what happens is co-working solves for a lot of these problems, right? So, you know, somebody like a Royal Enfield comes to us and says, "Hey, I need a 20 people office for my employees that live in the, you know, Begumpet location of Hyderabad," right? So, so we can just give them a small 20 to 40 seater office where their employees who live close by to that area can come and sort of use their office, becomes like a satellite office for them. So it saves them in terms of infrastructure cost. It saves them in terms of time, right? So they don't have to manage these little things. All these little things are managed by a co-working space, right? And third thing is obviously community, right? So we, you know, host in-house community member meetups, you know, which sort of become a value add for them, right? So we hosted, for example, yesterday we had Chandrayaan 3 landing on the moon, right? So we screened that at all our centers. All these people would come together, watch this screening with, you know, 100 other people around them or 200 people around them, and get that sense of, you know, achievement together.
Amazing. How amazing. Yeah. And, you know, you give me examples of these two or three major brands. What are the typical type of professionals or businesses who benefit the most from working through Kokarma?
Yeah, so see, currently in our portfolio, you know, close to about 80-85% companies are pure IT companies or startups, right? About 5-7% companies would be companies who are, you know, where there are professionals, right? So you would have a chartered accountant or an interior designer or somebody in a specific profession sort of using our spaces. And then the rest of it would be, you know, sort of established companies, you know, looking for spaces, right? We're also growing. So up until now, our centers have been of a medium size. Now we have started taking larger, bigger centers as well. So with these bigger centers, we are hoping that we will be able to attract a lot more larger and bigger companies.
Interesting. Yeah. And Tarun, what role does technology play in all your spaces?
It plays a key role, especially if you look at some of the amenities that we provide, right? For example, we provide, you know, shareable meeting rooms and conference rooms to our members, right? So our members can go on our mobile app, and sort of book these meeting rooms, you know, without having any manual intervention. They can see what is available and then just sort of make the available booking for the slot that they need, right? So that's one thing. And then through our app, they can sort of, you know, see what other members are doing. They can push some of their marketing material through us, through all the web and online presence that we have. And then most of our, you know, lead and CRM sort of comes through our online and web and technology channels, right? So, I think it plays an important role, but at its heart, co-working spaces are a, you know, people and a human business, right? So it's a business where you're bringing people together and building communities, right? So that's what it is.
And what measures do you, as the owners, take to maintain a positive and inclusive work environment?
All of the things that I spoke to you about earlier, right? So firstly, making sure that there are less barriers for people to sort of meet and interact with each other. Secondly, have you know, active collaboration and meetup opportunities for people to come together in a group and sort of enjoy and celebrate. For example, you know, last Friday, we hosted an event where there was a live singer who came, right? So it was an unwinding event for our members to sort of come in and participate, listen to their favorite songs, and at the same time sort of meet other people, other entrepreneurs, other businesses around them, right? So so there are things that we do by design, things that we do proactively for our members. And thirdly, we do meetups and events where we call people from outside to sort of come and experience our community and for our community sort of meet these new people as well on a regular basis, right? So these are the three pillars.
Wow. And, you know, given the fact that I've seen some of these co-working spaces, where there are a lot of people and the cafeterias are very full, etc. How do you maintain a balance between a productive work environment and a very relaxed atmosphere?
Right. Okay. that's a good question. So, see, when we think about spaces, right, you know, we want to build spaces where we foster creativity, right? So that's why, you know, we make sure that our spaces are not boring. As you can see in the picture that I am in, this is one of the receptions of one of our spaces, right?
Very smart looking center.
Yeah, thank you. So we ensure that these spaces, by the look of it and by the aesthetics of it, are beautiful and nice. But at the same time, these are sort of companies and businesses working under one roof. So a lot of these companies by themselves sort of run in a way that they make sure that their employees are productive. They make sure that, you know, their job is getting done. But at the same time, they have these other opportunities available when they need, right? So I think that's what it is. Making sure that these spaces look beautiful. People have options, but at the same time, they are running their businesses.
And what would happen if two competitors were to come into the same center?
It can go either way. It can, you know, one of the ways it can go is, you know, they can sort of collaborate and sort of, you know, merge and grow each other. Right. Or the other thing that can happen is, you know, they can sort of learn from each other. They can see what other teams are doing and then sort of learn from each other. And then there might be, you know, situations where there might be conflict as well, where one competitor might say, you know, I don't want anyone to see what I am doing in my business. For example, at one of our high-tech city centers, there are two companies that are in VFX, right? So the second company that came in said, I don't want my space on the same floor as the other company. Please make another floor, right? And cover my, you know, entire space so that whatever we are doing should not be. So things like these happen. Right? So we have to sort of cater to that.
Very interesting. So you just mentioned that, you know, you've got six centers and you are building two more. What have been some of your challenges as you have scaled up? And where do you see the growth of Kokarma?
Yeah, I think both these questions, answer to both these questions is intertwined. I think one of the biggest challenges when we started Kokarma was capital, because this business by its nature is very capital intensive, right? So you have to build these large, beautiful offices. But to do that, it requires a lot of money, right? So among these six centers that we did in the start, you know, the first two centers were investments from us, and we sort of invested in the infrastructure and we sort of took the spaces on rent and did them. But after that, every other branch that we had done has been either in partnership with the person who owned the building or in partnership with an investor who sort of invested in the infrastructure. Right? So we, you know, sort of thought of these creative models to sort of scale it and use sort of, you know, leverage sort of capital that is there in different parts, right? So we either sort of collaborate with building owners or with investors to sort of grow. And so that's how we've been able to grow to about 8 centers now. And that's how we see ourselves growing, you know. Essentially, in co-working, there are 3 sort of models, right? One is you go out and rent the space yourself. Second is, you know, you sort of do a revenue share with the person who sort of owns the building or wants to invest, right? And third is a franchise model where you sort of partner with an investor and sort of grow. So try and use either of these 3 models.
Fascinating. So Tarun, I have time for 2 more questions. What do you believe is the future of co-working in our country? And how do you plan to adapt to any changing trends?
Yeah, I think the future for co-working is very bright to start with. Right. So the way it has been growing, right, we feel that, you know, the office space market in India, right, by its stats, right, is over a $1 trillion industry just in India and a multi-trillion-dollar industry globally, right? Right now in India, co-working occupies in the office space segment about 10-12% of the market. Right? Pre-COVID, around 2019-20, it was about 4-5%, right? So it has doubled from that sort of capacity. And we see that, you know, within the next 4-5 years, co-working will have about 40-45% market share within the office space segment. You talk to any co-working player, they're all growing. Most of the co-working players in India specifically are growing. There are some, you know, I understand bad examples globally where some of the companies are struggling. But if you look at global companies like Regus, they're also doing well. They've been a player in the industry from the past 20 years and they've been doing well. Right? So it depends on how you run the how you run your business, how you run the model, and what sort of dynamics you had while you were sort of growing as well. Right? So that's how we look at this. Yeah.
Interesting. And do you think the way work, the future of work is changing, you know, where work from home or hybrid work, etc. Do you think that that is also beneficial to co-working? Because now people are saying we need less permanent office space.
Yeah, definitely. I think what is happening is a lot of people, right, during COVID got used to working from their home. But our Indian homes are designed, you know, in a way that it is not suitable for 2-3 people working. So for example, a husband and a wife working together in the same home, right? So a lot of these people, right, what they're doing is they are stepping out and looking for co-working spaces nearby their home. They still don't want to travel to, you know, 20-30 kilometers to get to work. They still don't want to spend that, you know, 1-1.5 hours to get to work, right? So they want something which is close by to their home. But at the same time, you know, casual gives them that freedom, which they didn't have at their, you know, offices, right? So that's what's happening, right? So a lot of people are looking for options near their home. A lot of co-working is growing in tier 2 towns as well, right? So we've recently been to Surat and, you know, we were seeing if there were some options or opportunities to grow over there. Because a lot of people, you know, who were from Surat working in other cities are working from their hometown, doing work from home, but are looking for co-working spaces around there, right? So a lot of these trends are happening, which are sort of helping co-working.
Oh, amazing. And you may just find talking to the HR heads of large companies who are struggling to manage people working from home to say, why don't you come and take 3 seats in a co-karma office of 10 seats? And, you know, I will at least ensure that my people are working in an office rather than not knowing what they're doing at home.
Correct. It's 2 ways. I think both employees, a lot of employees are finding benefits in sort of taking spaces nearby their home, and companies are finding, as you said, benefits from taking, you know, offices nearby their home. For example, you know, Tata Group has been taking regularly our day passes or meeting room spaces to conduct their meetings for their employees who want something nearby their hotel.
How amazing. And my last question to you now, Tarun, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. What would you say are 3 lessons as an entrepreneur that you have, learned while building Co-Karma that you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation?
Right. I think so. You said 3 lessons, right? So
3 lessons.
I think one of my biggest learning has been to be a listener, right? Mm-hmm. So listen to what the market is saying, listen to what your customers are saying, right? Listen to what your employees are saying, right? In terms of what is happening, because these are people who are sort of experiencing what you're providing as a product or a service. So my first advice is be a listener, have that open mind, because a lot of entrepreneurs are very strong minded and they feel that they're sure and they know 100% of what they're doing. But being a listener sort of helps a lot. Second is have a business model, which is very clear, which sort of brings in revenue, because end of the day, it's the revenue that is sort of going to help you run your business, that is going to help you grow your business, and then that is going to help you sustain, right? So be clear about your business model.
Right.
Third is, have good people around you, right? I've been very lucky to have a little bit of a knack to identify, identify good people, right? And I have a great team. I have a great co-founder who sort of, works with me, helps me, and then, it becomes a journey together. Right? You're going to work with these people. You're going to be with these people for about 5, 10, 20 years of your life, right? So make sure that you have good people around you, that can help you grow, and then what the same thing as you.
How amazing. And on that note, Tarun, and your three wonderful lessons, be a listener, have an open mind. Second, you said was have a clear business model that brings in revenues. And third one you said was have good people around you. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for talking to me about Kokarma and all the work that you are doing for a lot of people who work out of your co-working spaces. Thank you also for speaking to me about the co-working space in general and what the future holds. Thank you again and good luck.
No problem. Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for having me here. It was wonderful chatting with you, and hopefully this will be helpful for other people.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.